If you have your Bible, turn with us this evening to Timothy, 1 Timothy, chapter number 1. 1 Timothy, chapter number 1. The Bible says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the command of God, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. Now the end of the commandment is to charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned, from which some, having swerved, have turned aside from unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor wherefore they affirm. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for righteous man, but for the lawless and the disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners and for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to our trust. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of God, our Lord, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for the pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, and only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. I want to preach on this thought this evening. It's got to be my help when the going gets tough. Amen. When the going gets tough. Then we see what, as Paul is urging young Timothy here, and he's writing, he calls him his son Timothy, because I believe the Bible teaches that Paul was the one that led Timothy to the Lord. Of course, he was brought up in the Lord, brought up in a household of his mother and his grandmother who knew the Lord, he was brought up in it, but I believe it was Paul that took him under his wing, and young Timothy become like a son to him. Paul began to urge him and encourage him. Things wasn't as good as you thought it'd be. If we look at the history, we know that Ephesus was a place where some things had happened, where Paul was really rebuked and ridiculed a lot when he first went into Ephesus. And he had some strong contention there in that place. And Paul had preached there, and he had started a ministry there and started a great work there. But when he had to go to Macedonia, when he left out of there, he left young Timothy, praise God, to minister the Word of God to the Ephesians, praise God. So he would begin to encourage him in the Word of God, in the things of God. And I believe times are going up tough there, and times get tough and things get hard, it's easy just to quit and throw in the towel and just go sit down. It's easier maybe to request that God take you out and put you somewhere else where maybe the going would be just a little bit easier. Boy, that'd be a great thing. It'd be a wonderful thing if you could just do that every time the going got tough. But I want to say, praise God, Paul encourages him to just stay where he was and just stay with the stuff. Amen. Because he tells him here in the Word of God, And verse number three, he says, I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus. He said, what's needful for me now? Tell me what you can do for me and what you can do for the glory of God is just stay there at Ephesus and just keep preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just keep it lifting up the name of Jesus. I don't worry about the other stuff. I don't let them get you dissuaded. Don't let them get you discouraged. I just keep in the preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Just keep lifting up the name of your Savior. Timothy, you know where he is. Just stir up that goodness that's inside you like I've told you to before and just keep on preaching. Just keep on keeping on. Just keep on going just a little bit further every day. Amen. And just ask the Lord to help you, praise God, and just assume that the God's there because he promised, just like he did to Paul, that he'd never leave him or forsake him. I don't know if there's ever been another preacher that was as roughly handled as old Paul was. They didn't like him. Praise God, they rebuked him. They beat him. They stoned him. They kicked him out of the city. Praise God, because he took a stand. He said, I'm just going to go with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven. He said, Paul, if you'll just go with me, I'll just go with you. I'll stay with you as long as you stay with me. And when you can't stay with me no longer, praise God, I'll just stay with you anyway. I'll walk with you. I'll talk with you. I'll lead you. I'll guide you. I'll show you. I'll love you. I'll help you. I'll encourage you. I'll show you the way when you can't find a way. When the darkness overshadows you, I'll be your light. Praise God, when you need to find a direction. He said, I'll be your guide. When you need some hope, praise God. I'll be the hope in the hopeless night. When darkness is overshadowing you, praise God, and you don't know what to do, I'll light up the light. I'll light up the night, and I'll show you what I can do, even for you. Amen. Paul knew what God could do. And he told Timothy, he said, just stay with the stuff. Stay where you are. He said, and just get the job done. Amen. I'll tell you, church, what we got to do tonight is just stay where we are and get the job done. Praise God. Just stay on fire for God. Keep on looking for Him. Keep on looking for a place to get in. Hey, there's a whole lot of places to get out. But praise God, there's a place to get in. And just love the Lord and love each other and lift up the name of Jesus so that the whole world can see Christ, that they might believe and be saved. Amen. We're living a day and era. We need more Jesus than we've ever needed before. Amen. So Paul tells him, he said, just stay with the stuff. Abide still at Ephesus. So I went to Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Amen. He said, just keep a preaching the gospel. The good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He says there's a lot of foolishness. He said, don't give heed to fables and endless genealogies and which minister questions. He said, rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. He said, praise God, just edify and lift up. Just encourage the people in the Lord that we might be encouraged even today in the hour that we live in. He said, encourage the people today so that they can be encouraged for tomorrow. Amen. We need to be encouraged, and we need to be encouragers. We need to be lifting up, and we need to be magnifying God. Amen. We need to be putting the word out, and we need to keep our eyes wide open. How we need to be able to see. How we need to be looking for Him. He said, if we'll seek Him, we'll find Him. If we'll seek Him early, we need to start looking for God. When the devil raises his other head, when times get tough, when the going gets tough, praise God, we need to look to the Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. Praise God, the one. You say, preacher, how do you know it's going to be all right? Because He promised He'd be with us. That's why He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Amen. He that has begun a good work in you will perform it to the day. Praise God. Glory. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. All the way to the end. Amen. Praise God, because He'll not give up on you. Amen. Hey, listen. We may give up on Him, but He'll never give up on us. When you was an old lost toe-headed boy, you was an old lost toe-headed girl, ain't you glad, praise God, Jesus Christ come to where you was? He touched your heart, showed you that you was an old sinner. And when you felt lower in a snail's belly, you realized you're just lost and ungodly as could be. But praise be to God, ain't you glad that He come to where you was anyway? Convict your heart, showed you, let you realize that. Come to the saving knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Praise God. And He moved into your heart. He forgave you of your sins and become the Lord of your life. When things get tough, amen, when the going gets tough, I'm glad there's somebody with us to get us through those tough times. Amen. As it said this morning, sometimes when it feels like that you can't go on any further, you look back and you realize it was the Lord had you carrying you the whole time. That He picked you up, praise God, when you couldn't go in your own strength, and He carries you just a little further. Amen. He gets you up there to a place where you can see that marvelous light and the grace and glory of God. And you realize, praise God, there is help in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is help in our Heavenly Father, praise God, that He does love you and He cares for you. If we could just get the word out today, children, God bless our sweetheart. If we get the word out that God loves you, and if God loves you, He loves those around you. He loves those people, praise God, you come in contact with. We said before, He don't love sin, but praise God, He loves a sinner. Amen. Praise God. We just need to be encouraging the Lord, getting them to a place. And Paul says, listen, he says, Timothy said, just stay where you're at and just continue. Get the job done, praise God. Just stay in that good fight of faith. Don't give up and don't give in. He said, don't compromise the doctrine, the truth of the Word of God. Amen. He said, just keep it. He said, Timothy, he said, Paul, what do I do? What do I do? He said, just keep giving them Jesus. Amen. He said, just keep preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Every day, praise God, in every way, just keep lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus. He's the one that makes that difference. So Timothy, we may see him. He wants to quit. He may want to throw in towel. He may want him to send him somewhere else. Somewhere where the undertaking maybe is just a little bit easier. Amen. There's been several times that would have been my thought. Amen. And yours too. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Make it just a little bit easier for me. And maybe I could get a little more done. Amen. But the Lord says, hey, just press on, son. Just like old Paul did to Timothy, he said, press on just a little bit further. And Paul begins to give Timothy arguments here to Timothy. The first argument he gives him, praise God, he said, just keep on doing it for the work's sake. Amen. Look what he says in verse number 4. He said, never give heed to the fables and endless genealogies and mystery and which men for questions, rather than godly edifying, which is a faith. He said, now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of unfeigned faith. Amen. He said, don't give in, praise God. He said, stay with that good sound doctrine. Say that good sound's tough. The precious biblical instruction from the Word of God. Just stay with it. Praise God. Don't listen to the mumblings and the rumblings of the world. Praise God. He said, just stay with the truth of God. Amen. Hey, praise God. The Word of God, the truth of God will make you free. And when He makes you free, the Bible says you're free indeed. There's liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. So just lift up His name and praise Him for all the glorious things He done. See, what had happened is Paul had warned the Ephesians. He had warned the Ephesians, praise God, he said, and the elders, he said, that there was coming a time. He said that this stuff's going to start trying to infiltrate you and trying to sneak in. He said, but you got to be vigilant. And what he was telling them, it came true. He said, false teachers would come at you. And they had. Look over in Acts chapter number 20. Look what Paul tells them. Excuse me. Acts chapter number 20, verse 28. Verse 27 said, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. He said, I haven't shunned to declare. He said, I've given you the whole thing. Everything God says, I've given you what God says. Amen. He said, take heed therefore unto yourselves and unto all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God which He hath purchased with His own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Amen. Paul says, you listen, he said, what I've told you, it's happening. Said, if we're being infiltrated by grievous wolves that sneak it in, praise God, to try to get folks to follow after them. And that's what's happening. He tells them, he tells young teachers, they need to be vigilant of these false teachers. Amen. That's coming. He said, Timothy, the pastor's job, praise God, is to warn the flock. Amen. The pastor's job is to warn the flock and to teach the truth of the Word of God. There was a fellow the other day tried to tell me. He said, a young man was going to college. I said, well, he's going to a messed up school. I said, they're going to indoctrinate you. He felt like he needed to go to this school where he could learn both sides of the story. And said, after him talking to me and telling me, he said, I begin to believe that maybe he's right. In order to, you know, stick with the truth and know the truth, you've got to know this other side of the story. And I said, brother, that's messed up. I said, when they start dealing with counterfeit money, I said, you know what they do? He said, I guess they look at a whole lot of counterfeit bills. And I said, when they start teaching them to deal with counterfeit money, they never let them touch a counterfeit bill. In their training, the whole time they're training to find counterfeit money, Brother Bill, they never touch a counterfeit bill. They put the real thing in their hands. They get to know that real money from the front, the back, the sides, the edges, the corners. And they never touch a counterfeit bill, but they handle and they deal with the real thing. And praise God, you know what happens when that fake stuff comes across the desk? Praise God, bang, bang, a red light goes off, and they say, wait a minute, this is no good. Amen. Amen. They disallow it. Paul said, Timothy, we need to be made aware, praise God, it's your job to tell these people the truth, to throw them the truth, praise God. Don't dilly and dally in the artificial and the fake and the false stuff. Stay with the truth. If you try to give truth today, people don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to listen to the truth. They'd rather hear a lie. The Bible says in the last days they'll believe a lie and be damned. Amen. But Paul said we need to stay with truth. We need to teach them truth. I told that fellow, praise God, I said, he messed up. I said, you better get him out of there. Amen. I said, you better pray him out of there because God can help him, but the devil will destroy him. Amen. If you leave him in that mess, he'll take him wherever he wants to go. Praise God. So what he tells Timothy here, he said, Timothy, hey, listen, there's no time, no place to abandon the flock. He said, I told you, I warned you that this was coming. Hey, just a heads up, praise God. This is what I was telling you about. You know about it. So what you got to do is just address the situation. Just lift up the name of Jesus like you've never lifted it up before. Sister back there this morning was talking about... said a fella she knew, I believe his uncle. He brought up a time that apparently when I was preaching out at Lake Louise many moons ago. Amen. We went out for 2 summers. Me and Teresa, the kids went out. And I got up on that hump at Lake Louise and we'd sing a song or two and I'd preach the gospel off that hump. And I didn't know anybody knew about it but me. I told the story before, but she brought to my attention. He said, hey, listen, ask your pastor if he remembers that day that he was preaching down there at the lake and that witch come up over there in the road and she was doing her hocus pocus stuff. Amen. I'd forgot it had been a long time. Amen. We was preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and she just come out of nowhere, had her little pointy hat on, had her a little drape about her, and her little wand, and she's over right straight across from me, and she was doing this and doing that, and a chatting and a going on, praise God. But you know what we did? I didn't compromise the gospel. I didn't quit what I was doing. I just kept preaching the Lord Jesus Christ like I'd never preached before. Amen. Praise the Lord. She may have been a witch. She may be ungodly. But glory, hallelujah, she'll have to stand before Jesus Christ and said she got a good dose of the gospel that evening over there on the shores of Lake Louise in Wheatville, North Carolina. God Almighty will bring it to her attention. Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad it's that way. Same thing Paul was telling Timothy. I told my wife at evening, she said, my goodness. She said, that was plumb scary. She just, I said, well, honey, all I can say is, if you get up in the morning, there's a big old bullfrog sitting in my recliner. I said, don't you throw that thing outside. I said, you pick it up and you kiss it right in the mouth. I've heard that'll break a spell. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Just preach the truth. Give them the gospel, Jesus Christ. We was down there preaching one Saturday evening. About the time we got there, then all these Harleys started rolling in there at the lake. Over there to the left-hand side next to the road, there was a picnic place. And they'd pulled in there, and all them, they come pulling in there. Pulled in there at the end of that thing, and they all got off. And they was talking, and some of the ladies, I guess you call them that, jumped off. And they began to fix some food and stuff. And them fellas was standing there talking. Some of the roughest-looking fellas you ever seen in your life. And there's a wooden rail, split rail fence there. And they come over there and they perched up on that thing and they sitting there watching us up there on the hill. They're about maybe a little further here to the back door. They sit there watching as we preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ and how sweet it is to be loved by Him. Glory, hallelujah. How He loved us enough that God Almighty gave His only begotten Son that through Him I might be saved. Amen. Praise be to God. Just preach the gospel. Amen. They was life and cutting up, probably making fun. I don't know. I got home that evening. And Teresa, man, said, did you hear them? I said, I think they was enjoying that. I said, do you think so? She said, yeah, I believe they was. I said, well, I believe I seen that one patted his vest. He said, I believe I'd take S-45 and roll that preacher right off in the lake. She said, oh my goodness, I didn't even think about that. Amen. Do you know when you get to trying to do something for Jesus, the old devil run all kind of things through your mind? But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven. He said you can't give up and you can't give in. Just keep preaching the doctrine, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Bless His holy name. What a Savior. Amen. It'd be easy to quit. Went out to the lake one Saturday night. Went out there one Saturday night, Brother Bill, and they wasn't a soul at the lake. First time I'd ever been that way. She said, what are we going to do? I said, I'm going to preach. Amen. I'm going to preach the gospel. Jesus Christ. I got up there on the top of that little old knoll and I got to preaching. We sung a few songs. I got to preaching. And right before we got to preaching, there's a mama duck and about 7 or 8 little old ducklings. Amen. Brother Bill, they come up out of that lake, come up out of the left side, come back across, come right up on that hump, and there was a bench there, and right in front of that bench, that little old mama come up there, she come up right to the edge of that bench, and she sat down, and them other little old ducklings, praise God, they come up right beside her, and boom, 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 them little old ducklings lined up right beside their mama, right inside my pulpit where I was preaching, and they sat down right there, and they didn't move. Amen. I just opened my Bible and I went to preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I wasn't preaching. Hey, there wasn't nobody there I could see but them ducks. I praise God, but I preached. I preached my heart out and I lifted up the name of my Savior. I give God the glory. I praise God, the ducks heard and the trees heard and the rocks heard. In a little while I got to looking and there was a little old Mexican fella over hiding behind a tree and he was a hearing. And before I got done, there was a little woman come out. Glory, hallelujah. Come out of the house from up on the hill. In her nightgown, said she weren't in hype, and she come out to put the dog out. And when she is out there, praise God, she heard the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and she had to come in here. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I said, God Almighty drawed me a crowd. Amen. Encouraged my heart. I'll tell you what, Miss Teresa, hadn't been nobody with them little old ducks, I'd have just preached her anyway. Amen. I'd have just shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with them little old ducks for God's glory. Amen. Before we got done, praise God, that whole thing was about full of people. People come from, I don't know where they come from, they just started coming. Said, why'd you say all that? I said all that to say this. Paul told Timothy, he said, don't give up and don't give in. Just keep preaching the truth. Amen. Amen. There'll be a whole lot of lead, but there'll be people that'll come. There'll be people that'll want to hear the truth, the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. And they'll come get in. And they'll come get help. And when they get in, they get help. Praise God. They'll take you somewhere else. And they say, come see a man. That's what that woman at the well said, wasn't it? She said, "Some come see a man that told me all I ever did. This has got to be him." Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Come see a man, youngins, praise God, that told me all I ever did. It's got to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, "Timothy, just keep preaching the gospel. When the going gets tough, just lift up the name of Jesus. Praise the old name." Miss G says it all the time. I pray every time I get discouraged, I think about what she said. She says, "Just say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." Amen. Praise God. He'll come in. He'll make that difference in your life. Amen. Praise God. He'll intercede in all that we do. He told Timothy, he said, "Don't give up." You know what happens if you give up? If a shepherd gives up, amen. If he quits, he goes. If he leaves the flock, makes him a hireling and not a true shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. He said, "Praise God." He said, "Hey, I don't want to be no hireling. Are you? I want to be a child of God. I want to be a shepherd of the flock, lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God, encouraging people to get in and be partakers in the work here at the church, encouraging the Lord, encouraging people to get in, begging people to get in." Said, "People, preacher, I ain't begging nobody to get in." Amen. Praise God. Bible goes, it says, go out and haul his hedges and compel them to come in. That's whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to have them encouraged in the Lord. So his argument is to him, praise God, for the work's sake, just stay with the stuff. Not only for the work's sake, he said, but for the Lord's sake. Amen. Look at verse 15. He said, "This is the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." He said, for the Lord's sake, just keep telling what Jesus did for old sinners. Amen. That's how people are saved, when they realize what Jesus did for old sinners. When we realize we're old sinners. The Bible says we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. Ain't none of us, praise God, righteous outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Well, it helps us to realize that Jesus died for sinners. Amen. Praise God. But he did that so he could equip his servants for ministry. So he could equip us, praise God, for the cause of Christ, to lift up his precious name, even day and hour we live. He would go back, if you go back up verse number 12, Jesus said this. Paul said this. He said, "I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled," now watch this, "enabled me, for he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." Amen. Putting him in me. Paul said, he counted me faithful. See, before Paul was even saved on the road to Damascus, he was faithful to what he thought was right. Have you ever thought about that? I mean, he was absolutely faithful to the end of what he thought was right, even though he was 100% wrong. Amen. You can be sincere in everything that you believe and be sincerely wrong. Paul was sincere in what he believed and what he did, but he was sincerely wrong. But listen to what he says, verse 13. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. Boy, he said, he put it mildly, didn't he? He said, "But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief." He was, I was no lost sinner and didn't even realize it. What have we done in our sin? Amen. But the same power, the same God that empowered Paul was the same God that Paul said it would empower Timothy. Amen. He said, the same God that's given me the power, the same God that's caused me to press on, praise God, is the same God that'll help you to press on. You just got to put our faith and trust in Him. When the going gets tough, just stay with God. Just lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. He can empower us. The same God that empowered Paul then is the same God that can empower you and I today. Praise God. The same one. Praise God. And God, hey, listen, God is faithful in His ministry to us. I'm glad He is, ain't you? I'm glad He's a whole lot more faithful to me than I am to Him. Amen. He said, "Well, preacher, I wouldn't say that." No, you wouldn't, but you should. Amen. What if he was as faithful to you as you are to him? We'd be in a sad shape today. Amen. But thank God, God is faithful always. And he's faithful to me and you. And Paul said, praise God, his argument with him, he said, just stay in it for the work's sake. Stay in it for the Lord's sake. But he also said, Timothy, stay in the good work for your sake. For your own sake, praise God. Look what he says in verse 18. He said, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecy which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Amen. He said God had equipped Timothy. Well, first he had called Timothy, amen, to the ministry through Paul. And then God had equipped him, praise God. Paul said, stir up a way of remembrance what God's done for you, praise God, of what you've seen taking place, the action that's happened before through God, and what God can do in you. And Timothy was stirred up, praise God. He preached the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, lifting up the name of the Savior. Praise His name. And he said he's given him a solemn charge, amen, just to stay in the good fight of faith, to war a good warfare. I'll tell you this evening, praise God, I know it's not going to take you by surprise, but we're in a battle. We're in a war. We're fighting against the very demons of hell and Satan himself. Amen. But we will prevail. We will get victory through our victor. Because Jesus Christ already has claimed the victory. Victory, praise God, is won. Amen. We just have to stay in the good fight. Just press on just a little farther in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. There's a great battle going on. There's a battle to fight. It's our battle. It's my battle. It's your battle. But we all have a battle. We're all in the middle of a fight of our lives. Amen. A fight for our lives. Amen. Praise God. But there's no place to run. We don't dare run. We can't give the devil an inch. Because if you give him an inch, he'll take a mile. Amen. He will. I mean, the old proverbial, give an inch, take a mile. He'll take it and then some. Somebody said told me this week, as a matter of fact, he said, you know, I didn't realize where I was at, and I just slowly got out of the will of God, and I started going and doing things and got caught up in some things I never thought I would. He said, when I finally come to myself and realized that I was way out away from God. Does that sound familiar? Amen. That's what the devil does. Amen. If we're not careful, if we don't stay vigilant and realize that he tells Timothy, stay in the fight. He said, we're in a battle, but we're in a battle together with the Lord Jesus Christ. Just stay focused and stay in the fight. We have to focus. Amen. We have to focus, praise God. If we'll do that though, praise God, if we don't flee, we can't desert our post of duty where God put us. We got to stay and preserve our post, to protect our post. Amen. And when we protect our post, God grants us opportunities. Amen. Praise the Lord. The old proverbial, if we'll grow where we're planted. Amen. God gives us opportunities to take where we're planted and to grow where we're planted. Amen. It bothers me, people that's constantly jerking up their roots and taking them other places and trying to set them out. Now, I don't know about you, but as a farmer farming all my life, if you go trying to transplant something three or four times, amen, you'll kill it. Hello? Amen. You jerk it up by the roots, man, and you try to plant it somewhere else after about the second time. Now, you can do it pretty good usually one time. It's more like just kind of transplant. But when you get to taking that thing, when it starts to build them big old tap roots and stuff, it starts to go down, and you go to jerk it and snatch it up, you'll kill that thing. You'll destroy it. Amen. My granddad used to tell me, I've been in this all my life. My granddaddy used to tell me, he said, yeah, you know, Baptist churches is kind of like honeybees. I said, they are. He said, granddad, I said, how is Baptist people kind of like honeybees? He said, well, about the spring of the year, they all want to swarm. He said, you'll have a swarm go this way and a swarm go that way. He said, you can't feed them, get them to grow, because they won't stay in one place long enough. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was talking to a fella here about 3 or 4 years ago, I guess it was, and he was talking about he had been at this church 2 years and been at this church 2 years, and the church that he is at presently, he had been there 1.5 years. And he said, "What do you think about that?" I said, "Well, according to statistics, that's about the norm. The pastorate now, in the day and the hour we live, it's between 2 and 2.5 years is about what the average pastor stays at a church." I said, "So that's about normal." He said, "Well, what do you think about that?" I said, "Well, I've been here, I think it's about 15 years then." I said, 14, 15. I said, "I've been here this long, and I'm just starting to think I'm understanding the people. I'm just starting to bit to where I can love them and try my best to help them because they're trying to help me." He looked at me like a sheep looking at a new gate. Didn't understand it, but praise God. I said, "Glory, hallelujah, that's the way I feel." Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going somewhere together. We're growing. We get an opportunity to grow together. Not only get an opportunity to grow, we've got to get an opportunity to serve together. Amen. Paul said, "Stay in there, praise, and get some people that are lined up and indoctrinated with the truth of the gospel where you can grow and where they can serve with you." That's what we need, is just need the whole church serving together for God's glory, coming alongside each other. And they shouldn't have to beg to try to fill Sunday school classes. Or to have people say, "Preacher, pick me." Or to have a waiting list. Praise God, say, "Well, you know, this Sunday you teach, and this Sunday you teach, next Sunday you'll have to teach," because everybody's wanting to get in. Do something for Jesus. Hello. Hey, don't go looking at the floor. Amen. Praise God. To serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do, he said, do it all, amen, to get them to grow, to get us to grow, to get us to serve, to get us, praise God, to where we can give God the glory. So that we can glorify God together. Paul says, when the going gets tough, he said, that's when we get tougher. That's when we ask the Lord to help us. And God begins to bless us and give us the encouragement he needs. When the winds of adversary rise up. When the winds of adversary, praise God, begin to blow, and they will blow. Amen. Those adverse winds, they'll blow, they'll chill us, they'll discourage us. But when they begin to blow, praise God, what we have to do is just raise up our sail in the right direction. Amen. And we get the sail raised up in the right direction. Just give the rudder, Brother Chris, into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ and let Him drive. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's all we can do. Trust the Lord. Praise God. Magnify His holy name. The Bible says we got to do that. He said, holding faith, verse 19. And a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Amen. He said, what we got to do when the going gets tough? Praise God, we just need to get on that old ship of Zion. We just need to run up that sail, praise God, in the right direction. Need to let the Lord have a hold of the rudder, praise God, let Him drive. And so we can just give God the glory. He said, in other words, if we don't, praise God, He said, you'll end up shipwrecked. He said, well, preacher, at least I'm on the ship. Amen. And that's a good thing. We need to know that we're on that old ship of Zion, praise God, that we're headed for glory. Amen. But wouldn't it be better, praise God, to be able to hoist up the sail, let the wind get in the sail going in the right direction with Jesus driving, controlling that thing, headed for glory with the help of the Lord. Amen. Paul told Timothy here, I didn't know all this in here, did you? He told Timothy here, praise God, he said, son, just stay with the stuff. And don't get discouraged, praise God, when the going gets tough. Just stay with God. Stay with what you know. Stay where you're at and just keep trusting the Lord. And God will see you through. Did He? Amen. Absolutely, He did. He brought old Timothy through, and Timothy come through shouting the praises of God. Amen. Ready to go just a little bit further for the Lord and Savior. Amen. Looking for a soon coming Savior and a reward that's just ahead for a child of the King. What are we going to do? What are you going to do when the going gets tough? Amen. I'm going to say there ain't no place to quit. There ain't no place. I was talking to an older preacher the other day, and he was talking about retiring. And he said, yeah, I said, I got about another year and I'm going to retire. I'm going to give up the pastor and I'm going to retire. I said, brother, I said, that's good. I said, if you can. But I said, I want to ask you a question about that. Because I've wondered about that myself, Brother Bill. I said, where do you find that in the book? Huh? Where's the retirement for a child of the King? My retirement's in glory. Amen. Our retirement is over in heaven. I said, we need to press on as long as we can. I know what you're thinking. It comes a time when you got to calm down, you got to pull back, and they just can't do the things you used to do. I realize that. Amen. It may be longer and short, longer for some, shorter for others. I realize that. But I ain't found nowhere in this book. And I've looked pretty extensively, and I can't find nowhere it says that a child of God is supposed to take retirement and quit on Jesus. It's because, like I've told every old saint of God, praise God, that was going downhill. It may be headed for the other side, looking for the shores of Jordan to make that crossing. I told him, I said, listen, you can't quit. You can't quit. You can't give up. Because Jesus never quit on you. He never quit on you. And we can't quit on Him. There's always somewhere where we can lift up the name of our Savior and give Him praise and honor and glory. Even when the going gets tough, we can just brag on Jesus. Maybe all we're able to do, but that's enough. God get the glory. Amen.